is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
What would the Washington Post headlines be when Lance dies by a lightning strike? Lance Zierlein, who once crippled himself on a street curb and contracted shoulder herpes falling from a ladder, dies at 77.
I think somewhere along those lines, later on, like in a paragraph, maker of dry brisket will come up as well.
Oh, yeah.
Smoker of dry
brisket. Lance Zierlein, best known
for his dry brisket. His dry, bark-like brisket.
Ironically, his death is not the exact date Gilbert predicted.
Yeah, Gilbert Liu, famed predictor of deaths. Survived by 18 kids, we think. We're not sure. We didn't do the research on it.
That is not going to be Lance's headline. It's going to be radio great Lance Zierlein. Okay. That's what it's going to be. That's what'll happen, but it's not happening. Okay. Lance is never going to die. 713. We got to do, forget a John Appreciation Day. Let's do a Dell Appreciation Day next week.
Well, we should do an Appreciation Day for you tomorrow. I mean, you're gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah.
We can do one for you tomorrow
or
Friday.
You want to do one for me while I'm not here?
Yeah, gone, but not forgotten is how we'll title
it. God forbid, what if something happens while I'm gone?
I mean,
how are you going to feel then? How are you going to feel about it then, Del?
Same way I feel about you being here right now. Okay, same day. New day, same thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure, yeah. No, you'll feel bad if I die.
Will I?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to search within myself right now. If you passed unexpectedly, would I feel bad? I mean, for your family.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pay for that funeral. It's going to suck.
you, my friend, will feel very, very bad
I would feel, I don't know what it's called, empathy pains. Like, I feel bad for other people because they're sad. I'm like, you do know who this guy was, right? You're wasting this type of emotion. I mean, your family understand that. That's dad, that's husband, but for everyone else, he's just a guy. He's a jag. What are you so sad about?
Don't be so sad.
How's your day?
It's all right.
You've brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. Not me, but a lot of people have enjoyed your presence. So I understand why people would be sad.
Yeah,
I'm just not one of them.
You're just not. You're not in that group.
No.
Apparently, Chiefs Appreciation Day. Did you see this?
Why do they need an appreciation?
Chiefs Spirit Day. Apparently, a white school teacher, dressed up as Mahomes,
blackface.
No, she just had one of those Patrick Mahomes wigs. You know, he's got the bandana and then the wig.
Gotcha.
And this writer, according to the Kansas City Star, it was totally unacceptable, appalling, and even hideous. And he compared it to wearing blackface.
What was appalling about it? Putting on a Mahomes wig
when
his hair is one of his things?
Yeah, you might. There's a bunch of them out there, aren't there?
So does he have an issue when people put on a James Harden beard here? Was that would he have had a problem with that?
Maybe.
Mahomes' hair is part of that persona now. He did a commercial about his hair. It's a thing.
Yeah, people have also worn costumes, James Harden's beard, Aaron Rodgers' mustache, two other fun looks that honor great players. Wow. I don't know. Is the Kansas City Star do you think that Pat Mahomes is?
He hasn't been asked. I imagine there have been other questions asked of him, but I don't think he'd be upset.
No, I mean, these things are sold all over the place. They're honoring him.
This is KansasCity.com opinion from Toriano Porter. White Joko, I guess that's something that people in Kansas City would know. White Joko teaches Mahomes' Afro wig isn't quite blackface, but it's a terrible look. I mean, bro, some things you just got to be like, it's a fun thing and it's a wig. Relax.
Yeah. Almighty dollar. I think Granados would just read, John Grant dies at 77. Tough tis nitties.
Get over it.
I want that on my stone. Tough tis nitties. I died.
I died.
Tough tis nitties.
Imagine someone in your life would have veto power to say, we're not putting tis nitty on this dude's stone.
I'd be sad if any of you guys died and Raheel. But the rest of the lineup, who cares?
See, that's Art. That's ugly.
Art.
I mean, I appreciate it holding us apart, but
yeah,
it's ugly.
Yeah, we agree, but it's still ugly. That's not right. No, we don't agree with that, Art.
I think you should feel bad when anyone dies, as long as they're not a bad person.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be broken up about it, but death is it affects others. It sucks.
Yeah. No, it doesn't affect you if I die.
No, but others. Like I said, I would have empathy to feel bad for the people that it directly affects. Me, I'd be like, so is it a day off for me, or do I have to come in? Those are the questions I'd be asking.
Are we still doing the show today?
Can Lance get it together to do the show, or can I stay home?
Should I just stay home? Which one, AJ? Like,
just let me know. I mean, I can do either one.
AJ, I feel kind of bad about this. I'm not coming in.
Yeah, I mean.
Then you're still.
And if you do pass, can you make it like on a, I don't need it in the middle of the week because we probably have to still continue. Can you do it like on a Saturday, which means I get.
So that we can carry over to Monday.
I get a Monday off to mourn.
Well, or a Thursday and Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday.
Or
nice
maybe
weekend.
Thursday where, like, AJ, man, it's can't recover quickly.
Yeah.
Give me those 4 days.
I need some
time. I mean, you're taking 4 days this week. I would do it for your death. I mean, you're taking 2 days off this week. Excuse me.
Taking two.
Yeah.
I'm taking two.
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about this. I don't want to think about you dying because it means I have to think about you.
Yeah, right. And you don't want any of that.
I don't want any. My day at 11, I stop thinking about you. That's why I'm upset when you text and I don't text back. This guy wants me thinking about him. Some joke he thinks is funny. I gotta respond to now. I don't want any part of this. I got Netflix and spicy chicken. Leave me alone.
That's all I need.
Yeah. I don't
need that heat.
I'm trying to get through this story, but it's the ad blockers on my way. I'm like, Toriano Porter, which is the writer, just relax, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Let the people wear the Mahomes wig to honor their star quarterback. It's okay.
And does Pat Mahomes care?
He's sanctioning the wigs probably, so probably not.
He's got a white girl and I don't know, it looks like maybe a Hispanic kid,
yeah,
boy.
I don't know.
And he's got his arms around him. They're all wearing the shirts, the Pat Mahomes shirts with the wigs on. And it doesn't look like he cares. Why do you care?
Why
do you care if Pat Mahomes doesn't care?
I don't know. According to him, it's a bad look.
Oh. I'm going to get one now.
Yeah.
I'm getting one just to wear it. So Toriano, like, whatever his
name
is.
They might have the logo of his personal logo, which means they're Mahomes sanctioned wigs. So it feels like you're stretching and reaching on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pat Mahomes, not that Pat Mahomes is never, not always in the news in Kansas City, but Super Bowl week, let's write a story. And I can't reach a story because your ad blocker won't let me. My ad blocker won't let me. So whatever. It's a wig, man. The James Harden beard is
insane. What if you're in Patrick's pocket, bro?
Yeah.
He's probably selling those wigs.
Or maybe they go to a foundation or something for a charity.
Oh, so you know you hate charities.
That's what you should flip it. Yeah. Oh, you got a problem with charities now?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
1013 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, Jamie Roots, another one bites the dust. Jamie, apparently, though, has resigned. You never know how that works out. You don't know behind the scenes, but I'm going to take it at its word. Jamie Roots says he is on his way out. He said when Bob McNair started to decline, he said, I started thinking about, am I good with making the transition from someone that's a hero to me I thought, you know, it's kind of selfish. It's important to the organization, stability in this window. And when Bob passed, I thought about it again. He loves Cal, but I owed it to him to be, and I owed it to him to be here during a period of time to allow there is a smooth transition to his leadership. But it's in a great spot. Time is right. I've been here for 20 years. The average tenure for CEOs is 5 years, and only 20% the last past 10 years. Really not normal for someone to be in this kind of leadership position for this long. So a new opportunity for me to go and create something, which is my forte. Jamie Roots, who was in studio with us last month or a couple maybe months ago. It was during the season.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
He wrote the book, Texans book, and now he has resigned.
Yep.
That place. Now, the problem with him leaving is he did have some say. It was the president of the organization for so long. I'm sure he had Cal's ear. I'm sure that he, you know, had some sway in the building. What's going to happen to all those people that work for him?
Because he makes reference in this Fox 26 piece about he has a tremendous leadership team that's been with them. The average tenure is about 16 years. And we've seen that longstanding in the organization doesn't mean very much right now. And with him gone, are those people guaranteed to stay? Because you would assume he would have been the guy if there was any type of bloodletting. Like, no, these are my people. We're not going anywhere. Now, do those people have his protection anymore?
No.
Now, the move is effective immediately. He told his staff this morning, but Jamie Roots is done. He's no longer part of the Texans organization.
Yeah. You know, wow. Everybody better watch their back in that building. Everybody's got to watch their back. These are Texans lifers, and they just got to get out of there. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Roots can say all he wants about, you know, well, Bob, and I just, you can say that all you want. That's a bad place to work. Kel McNair is a bad owner. He is a terrible leader, and he's nothing. He isn't even a shell of his father. And Jack Easterby, we all know what Jack Easterby is.
I can't believe it, only because it's playing out like, you know, we've all watched period piece shows. England is famous for them, about transition when a king dies and it's transitioning to the new ruler, mm-hmm. and the entire palace is worried about the new leadership because the son isn't ready to take over. Well, the son is not ready to take over, and we're seeing it play out on an NFL level.
And how old is the son? The son will never be. He will never be ready.
No,
never, ever, no.
That,
ever be
that
ready.
Training should have been done.
It's not
long
about being
ago.
Ready. It's incapable.
Yeah.
He's incapable of running this organization. That's where this has to change. And I don't know if that, you know, he's certainly not selling the team. Can you imagine if Cal's in this spot for years and years?
Well, the only decades? Way, how does he get removed other than the family steps in and says, you can't do this anymore?
Yeah, right. And that's the only way.
If they don't
if Janice steps in and says, well, you know what, Cal, it might be too much for you.
And if she doesn't have the will or the interest in doing it because it's the family business and it's the son's legacy to do it now, Cal will be in as long as he wants.
Yeah. No. I mean, Cal, he's the owner.
Yeah. I don't know how old his children are, but you imagine they're next in line.
We've seen horrible owners.
Stay in for a long time.
Yeah.
Is the NFL, when's the last time, has the NFL ever stepped in and said, okay, you need to sell this? Outside of like a scandal where you do something racist. Even
well, Daniel, it just happened in Carolina.
Yeah, but even Daniel Snyder, despite all the stuff going, he's kept his team.
Yeah, no.
So it's got to be something ridiculous before they step in. So, no. Cal will be here as long as he wants.
Ineptitude is not,
it's not
reason
enough.
For the league to step in.
I mean, the NFL is always about trying to protect the shield. I mean, you're losing. A giant market could be slipping away into oblivion, but they're like, oh, okay. As long as the money keeps rolling in, as long as our checks keep coming in, keep running the team.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's being run by a snake oil salesman. Just unbelievable. Just as terrible. Okay, here lies Granato. It's a headstone, my picture with neat stuff. Yeah, I guess no one would care. Neat stuff. That's kind of, that's maybe appropriate.
Well, the problem is your family controls the headstone if they're okay with neat stuff.
Yeah. Neat stuff.
Some random reference from this show.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
And Art is right, I think. I was thinking of this as I was saying it. Cal McNair's Commodus from Gladiator. Unfortunately, Bob didn't decide to hand it over to a general who knew what he was doing.
Right.
He had, because Commodus got in the Gladiator movie, Commodus said, no, I'm not rolling with it. I'm going to take you out before that can become public. Bob said, Cal's next in line. So Cal's next in line.
This, Rivers McCown says, this has to be the worst rollout for a book tour ever. And he's got a picture of the cover of Jamie's book, The Winning Game Plan, a proven leadership playbook for continuous business success. Wait, what? Just quit.
Well, he said that one of the reasons he left is because the business was in a
The business
place.
is great.
Yeah.
Listen, there is the Texans, but the business? No, they're just fine. Got all those gates with names on them. They've got all that stadium signage. They've got, deals. He's done. I mean, Jamie has done.
He's done his job.
Quite a bit. Geno's no question. Jamie was great at his job. Because they have not stopped making money. Which means they don't need to win. They just need to. They got their money.
Well, that's why you want an NFL franchise. You print money. And I don't know how hard the job is when your team has been as disappointing as it's been through most of its tenure, but you want to be an owner of an NFL team when you grow up.
Yeah.
You just keep cashing checks after check after check. And finally, the Texans are seeing it where people are like, nah, you finally gotten to me on the wait list. We had the call a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, from AMF, was it, about the wait list? You're like, nah.
Nah.
Forget about it.
Nope.
I'm good.
No, I'm sure that
some of that stuff is actually occurring now.
Yep. Well, before Cal, is there a BC before Cal?
Yeah.
There's Texans BC.
Well, there's certainly Cal. After Bob.
AB
and BC.
And BC.
Yeah, however you want to put it. Yeah, there's a difference, a clear difference. While the Texans were the butt of our local jokes because they're just this mid-team, now they're a national joke.
Yeah.
No. That's the difference now.
We're right there with the Knicks and the Redskins, or the team formerly known as the Redskins. Mm-hmm. We're right there as just incompetent.
Even the Knicks have hired a competent coach, and they play defense, so they have a calling card now. As a Heat fan, I've watched they played the last couple days, and I'm like, man, the Knicks are playing defense, and it's hard to score on them.
But how can you watch that team with those colors?
I'm not a fan. I've loved all the Vice uniforms previous. I'm not a fan of these.
That's terrible.
But I watch them because it's better. It's either that or being locked in. They're practically playing at the same time, the Rockets and the Heat. I was going back and forth. And while the Heat weren't great aesthetically, the Rockets were worse playing basketball.
Yeah.
So I didn't have many choices last night.
No, there wasn't much to watch, that's for sure. 713-780-3776. This is not a eulogy for Jamie Rutz. Jamie Rutz will land on his feet, that's for sure. But there are a lot of people in that organization that aren't going to. I mean, I know Chris Olsen, and he's still looking for. It's unbelievable. It's a year now, and they had to take care of him on his way out the door. But it's still. I mean, that's your livelihood. This organization, just pitiful the way they're doing business. And you know what? I think it's going to affect the bottom line. I really do. I think that there will come a time, and I don't think it's in the distant future, there will come a time when there's not sellouts anymore. Now, they'll probably continue to claim or whatever. There's going to be a time when they don't sell it out. Certainly, people aren't showing up, but there's going to come a time when they don't sell all those tickets.
It happens. I mean, you can't be – I mean, they've been mediocre, and that's been enough, but this has been – their worst offseason, well, the worst year in really the franchise's history. Even the, 2-14 year, people are like, hey, well, at least we're getting a new coach. This, you got a new coach that no one knows or no one wants. And every day there's a story about something. Yeah, it has to begin. The sellout streak has gone in. I don't know when. If the Deshaun trade goes down, I don't know if tickets already been bought. I'm not sure how far in advance that stuff happens. But if Deshaun, if a Deshaun trade went down, and you didn't draft a young quarterback, I think that would end this year. Because we've seen people say if Deshaun goes, I'm done.
Yep.
And if you don't,
there's still such a waiting list.
Yes, but I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know how long they could actually claim it because tickets have been bought up for years now. But it'll come. Trade Deshaun. You'll look up and like, is it half full? Is it even half full? You could see it.
It's already. We've already seen that.
Yeah,
we've already seen it. Bill O'Brien started the ruination of this, the slow death of this organization. Bill O'Brien was responsible for it. Bill O'Brien's the one who stabbed it several times, and it's finally bleeding out. Jack Easterby is there to finish us off.
Instead of using stitches, he just opened up the wound.
Yep. Man, there's so many. Jamie, rest in peace, Jamie Roots, another person to fall to the snake oil salesman and the Easter Bunny. Heads keep rolling on Kirby. Congrats, Texans fans. Know what I'm saying?
Even if the Jamie Roots thing, Jamie saw it coming. I don't know the particulars, but Jamie Roots saw it coming and said, I'm out of here. I'll go out on my own terms. The Texans can't escape the story that Jack Easterby has something to do with it. That's your narrative going forward because of the groundwork that's been laid. There's not anytime some official that for Mike Florio talks about or we talk about, Jack Easterby has something to do with that. That's who you are. You're the executioner now. Mm-hmm. That's who you are going forward.
Schefter's reporting it now. Brian T. Smith took a nice shot. What connects the firings, resignations of GM Gain, head coach GM O'Brien, President Roots, one name that remains and continues to be elevated by CEO Kel McNair, Easterby. That's going to be a name that lives in infamy in this city. I mean,
where is he right now?
We still talk about Bud Adams in disgusting terms. Jack Easterby is going to be a name.
Owners, is he right under Bud Adams now? Or has there been? I don't know any of the old owners in this town besides Bud Adams. Where is Easterby as far as execs are concerned?
As far as executives
or high ranking, you could include owners, exec, in the same
disliked
bubble.
Or
disliked, remembered for being awful, however you want to describe it.
I don't know. There's Tim Papura and Jerry Hunsaker, and I mean, Luno, and they were all. Papura was, he had his issues, but he actually wasn't horrific like Jack Easterby has been. The Rockets had, Steve Patterson. They've had Daryl Morey. They've had.
Wasn't Carroll Dawson the GM?
Carroll Dawson was the GM. Yeah.
MPJ.
No, this is Jack Easterby's in a class by himself.
MPJ says, red fish, blue fish, roots swimming with the fish. That's funny right there.
1030 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, come on.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1032 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Rockets lost last night. That's one of the headlines. The Texans have hired James Campen as offensive line coach. He played center for the Green Bay Packers back in the early 90s. The Astros signed Steve Cishek, a reliever from the White Sox. Not a very good one and probably not very expensive. Russell Wilson, I don't know. Would you call it taking shots or questioning?
He was asked a question about what you're talking about having influence.
Yeah, we did play the one. Maybe you could play the other one. We played the one where he talked about, hey, I'd like to, we're in battle with these guys. Sure, it would be nice if I had a say in, you know, who it is that comes in here, or at least give me some input into it. We're the leaders of the team and blah, blah, blah. And that made a lot of sense. it was also asked, because this has been a story the last few days, that the Seahawks might be, taking calls about trading him. And Dan Patrick asked him about it.
Yeah, I definitely believe they've gotten calls for sure. I think that, I think anytime you're, a player that, tries to produce every week and has done it for, consistently, I think people are going to call for sure. And I think it's part of the process.
Yeah, but you're a franchise quarterback. You're a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're not available, are you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm available or not. That's a Seahawks question. But I think more than anything else is, I think at the end of the day, you want to win. You know, you play this game every day to wake up to win. You play this game, to be the best in the world. What I hate? I hate sitting there watching other guys play the game. There's nothing worse.
By the way, you looked miserable at the Super Bowl watching.
Yeah,
the
there's,
game.
A picture, there's a picture of Sierra and Roger talking. I'm sitting there just, I'm watching this game, wishing that I was in there.
I didn't think people are. Oh, that's a Seahawks question. There's a shot. No, that is a Seahawks question.
It is. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't talk to me about it. Yeah. That's a Seahawks question. Ask them.
Ask the people who run the organization.
I mean,
if I'm
Zubin
available.
This morning on the show before ours was like, we haven't seen Russell Wilson with this kind of.
He just answered a question like a human being.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
think. And he's in a kind of comfortable situation with Dan, so he's kind of joking around about stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, man, ask the Seahawks. I don't know. What do I have to say about it?
One of the things he added was, I'm tired of taking too many hits. Now, that's something. Hey, that's a plea to the organization. Go give me some offensive line. I mean, they got weapons. They could use probably another running back.
Yeah, maybe a legit one.
Yeah, somebody who could stay healthy. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting hit too much.
He's
maybe
32.
That's why I fell off at the end of the year.
And he's 32. He's not he's not young anymore. Hey, as far as quarterbacking, unless you're Tom Brady, then he's like a
He's a pup.
He's a pup. But yeah. Hey, let's lengthen my career, because I've been pretty damn durable, but that might change if I continue to take hits. One of the guys you mentioned as a guy on the market is no longer on the market. Taylor Heinicke signed a 2-year deal with the Redskins to stay. I think they're going to pay him about 8+ over 2 years.
Yeah, it's not good for him. He had a game.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? He's there, and it's the guy you know. I mean, anybody could. I mean, not anybody. It's good to have a backup like that. It's good. It's really good to have it.
2 years, 8.75. Now,
nice, good for him.
They still have some. They still have some questions at quarterback. Will they draft one? But at least they have a guy they like. Because at least the team. I mean, from the mic'd up stuff we saw, at least Chase Young was appreciative of his effort. We've been talking about trades quite a bit, and Carolina's come up a couple of times. And what is the price of Deshaun Watson? We know from all accounts that they're not trading him. That's the goal. Keep him, convince him to stay. But there is a trade that I found interesting only because it came from an actual website as opposed to just someone on Twitter. CBS Sports, part of their mock draft, their latest mock drafts, because those will be a thing for now until, the draft actually comes around. They had the Carolina Panthers and the Texans making a trade. Now it's on their front page because Justin Fields would be the quarterback the Texans take in the trade. But it's the number eight overall, which would go for Justin Fields, a 2021 second round pick, a 2022 first rounder, a 2022 fourth rounder, and cornerback Troy Pride. Does that sound like enough? Two first rounders, one this year, one next year, second rounder, fourth rounder, and Troy Pride Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you expect.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't getting three first rounders for
no.
That's just not it. Second rounder in. You get a first and a second this year, which you don't have. You get the eighth overall pick. Of course, you could have had the third overall pick, but you got the eighth. And you got Tunsil. That goes into the equation, too. Yeah, you had to give up. You don't have the third pick overall, but you do have Tunsil.
And Troy Pride, as a rookie, started 8 games this past year. I don't know his PFF numbers or anything on how good he was, but he was a starter for that Carolina team on a rookie deal, so not expensive. And they at least deemed him valuable enough to play him a lot. So I don't know much about Troy Pride, Jr.
I don't either.
I just know he played for Notre Dame, which means he can't be good.
He can't. He's got to be slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question he's got to be slow. All these things are.
They're all up. You don't know because the thought is the Texans are going to ask for everything. That's even if they get, even if they decide to trade him. But yeah, I don't know. That one seemed reasonable because you're getting multiple first rounders and you're getting a starting caliber player, at least in Carolina's eyes, and you replenish some of your draft. You'll have extra stuff for next year too. But hey, who knows? Who knows? Right. And Justin, and I don't know if you're all over the moon for Justin Fields, but that would be the guy allegedly they take at eight.
You know, at least you got a guy who, now I don't know, is that Lance is like, I don't know about that dude. Yeah. I mean, he's broken him down a heck of a lot more than I have. I've never liked him in big games, although he did play really well against Clemson.
Yeah, he, from the numbers, pressure, and that affects everyone. He is, those numbers drop dramatically without pressure, but he's really, really good when he's not, like, elite good when there's no pressure, which says, okay, when everything's perfect, he's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and guess what's not going to happen?
Not
going to
be
NFL.
Perfect in the NFL. Baker Mayfield learned that early in his career. Well, maybe a little later because his first year was pretty good, but he learned that the pockets that he saw at Oklahoma, he didn't see in Cleveland until, you know, they invested in an offensive line. All of a sudden, Baker had a better year this year, and they based their offense off their running game. But, yeah, that's just one trade. You'll see a lot. I saw Todd McShay this morning. He has his latest mock draft. He has four quarterbacks being taken in the first four picks because trades would happen. Like,
oh, yeah.
Or was it – at least it was obviously Lawrence. Then he had Wilson going two, Fields going three. I think Carolina was trading with the Dolphins to get up there, and Trey Lance was going four. And then he had with another trade, or no, I think Trey Lance would just go four to the Falcons. And then Mac Jones is taken at 12 because the Bears like him and they trade up. He had five quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks.
Wow. Boy, I don't know that they belong. The Lance doesn't feel like they all belong up there. But you know what? It's such a hot position. I mean, if you like your guy, it doesn't matter where you take him. If you like your guy. Boy, this is a sad story. Kasia Lenhart, did you see this?
No.
She's a Polish model. She was going out with Jerome Boateng.
The soccer player?
Yeah. And she killed herself on her son's sixth birthday.
Oof.
But she'd broken up. She and Boateng had broken up. And, man, she is a beautiful, beautiful girl.
That is so... I mean, obviously, the death of that woman is terrible, but I'm just thinking of the kid.
Yeah.
His birthday from now on would be the day your mother killed herself. I don't know how that doesn't.
Wow, she is really beautiful.
Yeah, so, I mean, you never know what someone is dealing with or why. And you said it was a week after they split, at least the announcement. Who knows how long they've been broken up, but she kills herself a week after the announcement of their breakup.
On her son's birthday. That is awful.
The death itself is something that's going to be with that kid, with that child forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then on a day that's supposed to be about joy and people remembering you and loving you, that day is going to also be the day that your mother, that his mother took her life. I don't know how you deal with that for the rest of your life.
Nope. 10:42 ESPN 97.5.
And it was a divorce. They were married and.
Oh, it was a divorce?
Yeah, a week after the divorce went final.
Yikes. 10:42 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Before we start News of the Weird, I want to clean up that last story. Multiple reports, but at least it looks like the official account is the model, Kasia Lender, was an ex-girlfriend, not a wife. Another outlet had his wife. And apparently that kid, the child isn't from their relationship, it's from a previous one. So just a complicated and ugly, awful story. But Jerome Boateng, famous soccer star, his model girlfriend committed suicide.
Wow.
Our ex-girlfriend committed suicide.
That is just a horrible story. All right, news of the weird. Conservationists plead with public to stop milking toads. Dell, have you ever milked a toad?
I didn't know you could milk a toad. I didn't know toads were milk producers.
Yeah, apparently. Well, learned something.
I did. Just did from that one headline.
You just learned. How much do you think porn viewing spiked after the Buccaneers Super Bowl win?
You know, I would have imagined if you're a Chiefs fan, you'd have stopped watching at some point to do it during the middle of the game.
Right.
But I don't.
How about in Tampa?
Would you immediately run the porn to celebrate? Wouldn't you just want to see all the celebrations? I would say up by 65%.
Traffic dropped about 12% at kickoff.
Okay.
As folks tuned in, then shot up about 6% during the halftime show. Here is what one site wrote. Maybe some people decided to ditch weekend's performance and rub one out before the start of the second half.
Can we say that?
I think they just did on this website. After strip chat traffic surged 15% after the clock expired. So there you have it. 15% is 15%. The answer, Del.
It wouldn't have been my first thought to go watch porn after my team won the Super Bowl. Did you get aroused from the Super
Maybe.
Bowl?
Maybe Tom Brady got you going. Or seeing Giselle hugging him and kissing him after.
Well, if that's your thing.
I don't know. I'm not going to. I don't know what your thing is.
In the far distant future, if the Dolphins ever won a Super Bowl and Tua's the guy who gets it done, I don't think I'm running the Pornhub. My initial thing, finally, the first time in my life they've won, I want to watch all the celebrations, all the talk about it. Go to YouTube, watch the highlights. Not go to Pornhub. I feel like it's a weird transition.
I don't know. I'm done with this game. Time to get back to my porn.
But if you're a Tampa fan, you're running a Pornhub?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, I saw it. It was great.
When the Astros won the
World Series. Great game, got to go.
You're not a porn watcher, but when the Astros won the World Series, was your first thought, man, it would be really great to watch some porn right now?
No.
No, I don't think that was a lot of people's thoughts.
That wasn't my thought at all.
No.
I mean, but I'm not a big porn guy.
Yeah, I don't think even
porn. I'm sure there are a lot of enthusiasts out there.
All right, tomorrow, John's not going to be here, so it's a ghost story that Lance will know about. If you guys ran to Pornhub to watch after the Astros won, call in. We're not going to tell Lance about it. Just call in and explain.
As soon as Game 7 ended, Charlie Morton, right?
Yep.
Did you run right to Pornhub?
Yeah, just, hey, man, I got a story to tell. Just say, hey, preface it. I got a story to tell about the 17 World Series. And Lance, okay, that's weird. And then tell them about what you watched, if you did it, because I can't imagine anyone doing it.
I don't know. Seems like a logical next step.
Okay.
Game's over. Time to go get some porn.
No,
get my porn back
on. You watched the World Series trophy being handed to your team.
Nah.
You watch the interviews. You see Correa, you know, making a mistake by getting engaged. You watch all those things.
Whoa.
You don't. And not because of Daniela, just overall getting engaged. I feel like it's a mistake, not a shot at his current
wife. Right,
fiance.
Right. No.
Her wife, are they married now?
We have to. Oh, yeah, they're married.
Okay, not a shot at his current wife. Just the engagement thing overall I have a problem with. You don't go to Pornhub and go, man, I really like to see a MILF right now.
you look for trophy wife.
Oh, see.
Trophy wife porn.
That's you, not me, who said that.
Well, it's at a trophy celebration. Trophy wife.
Yeah, it feels like a weird thing to do. But hey, I'm not going to take a shot at your fetish if that's something
Blue Demon Jr. is running for mayor in Mexico City. Have you seen him?
Is he a...
He wears a luchador. He's a luchador with a blue mask on.
I hope... It seems like he'd be very popular.
I would imagine.
I'd vote
We've had wrestlers... We've had Jesse the Body.
We've had actors win the presidency.
Yeah.
We've had reality stars win the presidency. We've had governors who are actors. Been Jesse the Body, a wrestler. We've had, he was a wrestler and an actor. We know about Arnold in California. That's not crazy. Look, Americans don't have any place to stand on when it comes to, wow, you guys elected that person. We do stuff like this all the time now. No shots. I'm not taking any shots at any country besides just some random non-politician once they want to elect. All right, we do it here too.
Yeah. No. Well, who doesn't want a wrestler as their governor? Everybody does. Everybody loves a good wrestling match. Time for you to now,
we'll
after.
Say that now, but when The Rock announces his candidacy.
How about that?
We'll see where
he could be president.
He probably could.
You know what? That's my Rock. That's my guy.
Would you wear a hat that says, "Can you smell what The Rock is cooking"?
Yes.
You wore a novelty hat.
I'm
going to
wear it for the first XFL game next year.
He's
my guy.
Your commish, right?
That's right.
Or president, whatever his title is.
He resurrected the league. He's resurrecting the league. That's my guy. That's the greatest thing he's ever done in his career. Explosives are missing from the nation's largest U.S. Marine Corps base. Does this seem like a problem?
It feels like there could be an issue.
Yeah. Don't you think they ought to know where all their explosives are?
Yeah, it doesn't give me a good feeling, the unaccounted explosives from a military base. Is it near here? Where's this military base?
This military base is in California.
Why? We don't care about the lefties, right? We don't care what happens.
Yeah.
There.
No, we don't really care. 29 Marine Corps. Yeah, in San Bernardino. So I don't care.
Yeah, it's there. Far away from us. What do we
it's
care?
It's California. Well, what if they blow up there? Oh, well. We don't care.
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
No. Utah lawmakers are nixing the idea of requiring consent as part of sex education.
Ooh. Why? Are they just preaching abstinence?
I don't know. Also would have required instruction on coercion, sexual violence behavior deterrence, and sexual assault mitigation as part of sex education. My motivation is not to get some liberal curriculum into the schools, as many people have made that accusation, but rather to give kids information that they can use to protect themselves.
Is it liberal to let people know that consent is the correct way to go about this?
It's a liberal.
The liberal agenda?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's liberal curriculum. Do not force yourself on anyone sexually. That's liberal. Can't have the liberals running Utah.
Man. Yeah. Some places in this country are just different. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Apparently, Myanmar had a military. Myanmar's military overturned a democratic election.
I saw that.
And now there are protests. And, well, now they're saying, listen. Protesting destroys democracy, okay? So we can't be having protests.
What I have seen from political commentators is, you know, some certain segments of our political apparatus have said the current president needs to come out strong. They've had these statements about insurrection, and that's wrong. And a lot of people are like, are you talking about Myanmar or here? Which one are you actually talking about? Because you fell silent when it happened here. Yeah, once again, America, I'm not sure we have a leg to stand on commenting on anybody's politics.
Hey, stop with that. You shouldn't be protesting elections over there.
Or being a part of insurrections.
Yes.
I'm not sure we should be commenting on
anyone. No, we got to stay. We got to keep out of that one.
Yeah.
We got to stay out of it. A man, an elderly man, 79 years old, he's accused of leaving more than a dozen dead animals on an old neighbor's grave while wearing a dress. Apparently, he dressed as a woman and brought dead animals to his neighbor's grave. Do you think they got along well while they were neighbors?
I don't think. I think it depends on the neighborhood. What would you be more bothered by, the dead animals or your neighbor walking around in a dress?
I still think the dead animals.
I feel like the dead animals would bother me because I'm going to have to clean those up. But I feel like some people would be like, could you do that with pants on?
I kind of feel like, man, you're bitter. Dude, let it go. He's dead. Your neighbor's dead. You know, but the dead animals, honestly, you must have really disliked them. Let it go.
Some aggravation never ends, even after death. That's a blood feud that's not ending, even with the guy dying.
I mean, that just doesn't seem like, that just seems like it's excessive. He's dead.
You won this
you
one.
Won. Yeah, you're still alive. Lay's created a wavy potato chip covered in chocolate, Dell. Are you in?
No, I don't like that chocolate and salty. No, I'm
you
not.
Don't? I love it.
I don't. What do you want?
Pretzels, chocolate covered pretzels, chocolate covered almonds?
No.
Are you kidding?
I don't. What? What is it? A basic Lay's? The regular chip with chocolate
care.
On
I'm
it?
I'm in.
You're not doing it.
All in.
You're not going to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
You
no,
don't
no,
like
no.
sweets.
It's not. I like chocolate.
You're going to you're gonna roll like cakes a and, yeah. chocolate over a chip? That's what you're down for?
I'm all in. Are you kidding me?
Man.
Yeah. I pushed. I just shoved all in.
I don't have much to say other than,
bye, bitch.
That's it. I'm out the next 2 days. The boys will take over, and I'll be back on Monday. Y'all have a great time with the boys while I'm gone.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.